Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And where's my music? Oh, there it is right there. Yeah.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for February the 27th and February the 28th, depending on when you're listening. And I'm normally would play a tune right here or a song, but I wanted to stop her. That's Heidi Muller. She does our Good Road theme, and it's on her album Matters of the Heart on Cascadia Records. And I have been announcing over the past couple of months that there would be some release concerts and things for a new album from her and her partner, Bob Webb, that they would be doing a new one. And you know what? The work, the recording studio and all the things that they do down there in Enterprise has caught up with them. And as is always with your own individual projects, they have to make way for the things that you need to do for others and to make some money so you can do your individual project. Anyway, the point is there won't be any album release concerts from Heidi Muller and Bob Webb until November. They're pushing the whole thing back, and that's very wise. There's no sense in rushing any kind of an album that you're going to put out. If other things get in the way, you take your time with it, and when it happens, it happens. And when it happens, that means that everybody's ready for it all across the board. So anyway, Heidi Muller, Bob Webb, anything that we've talked about in April just isn't going to happen, alrighty? And it won't happen until November, and we'll see where it all goes there, alrighty? The Ducks, the Ducks, the Ducks, we heard them at the tail end of last week's show. We'll hear them at the beginning of this week's show. The Ducks are going to be in Pullman next Friday night. And that's March the 4th, and they will be at the Jones Theater in Dagge Hall. Tickets available at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. And I've been meaning to, and I forget to tell you this, but WSU students, and that includes grad students, get in for free. Staff and faculty, no. But students and grad students, you get in for free to this gig. So you can see the Ducks. And I believe it's a 7 o'clock show, and it is going to be amazing. The Ducks, Leonard Podolak and all of his friends get together and they do this progressive, gospel-y, Celtic-y, Cajun-y thing. Alrighty? And so we're going to hear from the Ducks right now. Jones Theater, next Friday night. So if you're listening on Saturday, it's less than a week away. If you're listening on Sunday, it's even less away than that. Alrighty, here we go. Here we go, coming at you. The Ducks.
Always be yearning, for I've served my time with the Iron Man. I've known good times and work aplenty, but there's no work now in these troubled times, and the shipyard's lips lie empty. For I've served my time with the Iron Man. I've known good times and work aplenty, but there's no work now in these troubled times, and the shipyard's lips lie empty.
Who's gonna make it? Who's gonna make it?
Burn, a little bit of electric there from the Ducks. Yes, indeed. Leonard Podolyak on the lead vocals from their latest album, Beyond the Blue. Those of you who have a little bit of antipathy towards that kind of thing, that's just one of the components of what the Ducks do. We've heard some gospel things. We've heard some of that kind of stuff. We've heard an old traditional, The Wagoner Lad, sung by the Ducks. That's it. I remember hearing that initially, very, very first time I heard it was by the old Serendipity Singers, back when I was 11, which was, I don't know, 2007, something like that. Anyway, the Ducks will be at the Jones Theater in Dagge Hall, and that's sponsored by the WSU Performing Arts, which actually gets money from the students. So students are for free. Graduate and undergraduate students, you get into free, but you better get your tickets. You still have to get tickets. You have to show your ID and get your tickets. And they have X amount set aside. And I think they kind of sell these things as catch can. So because they never actually get enough students who avail themselves of these kinds of things. And so they just keep selling. So if I were you and you want to get in for free, I would go to the Coliseum box office and get my ticket. Show your student ID and get your ticket. Alrighty. 1-800-325-SEAT for those of you who are non-students. And even then, it's not that expensive. I think it's like 10, 15 bucks. 1-800-325-SEAT. If you can make it to a Tickets West box office, you don't have to pay all those service charges. 1-800-325-7328 is the Tickets West number for all kinds of things that are Tickets West, of which there are all kinds of things. Alrighty. And we'll be talking more here about some things. Solas, the group Solas, the Irish group Solas, they are touring and they are in the neck of the woods. I think sometimes next week, I know they're going to be in Bellingham and I know they're going to be in Seattle and they're all over Montana. So be sure and check out Solas. Go to your new, that's Seamus Egan's group. Alrighty. Okay. We also heard in that set, because we can't play them all in a row, we can play four Ducks selections, but we can't play them in a row. So we heard The Shipyard Slips. That's an old Fury song. An old Eddie Fury, Finbar Fury, you know, they did that originally back in the 60s. And that was the time when the shipyards were having to close because there just wasn't demand for it anymore. And of course, the Belfast shipyards are very, very famous in the history of the industry. The Lusitania was built in the Belfast shipyards, and the Titanic and the Titanic sister, the Olympia, they were all built by the Belfast. And of course, the standard was so high. But in the 60s, the demand for, in the early 70s, the demand for ships just wasn't there anymore. People weren't freighting by boat. And so, passenger liners just weren't the thing. And so the shipyards went into decline, and the shipyard slips, they're lying empty. I've served my time with the Iron Men. Oh, that's a great song. Karen Casey and John Doyle. All right, we're going to hear from it's the first track from this album, The Exile's Return. Goes like this.
Lady, and beg and stay all night. I've got a far better love to enjoy when I go home than you. I go home than you.
He stooped over his saddle bow to kiss her lips so sweet. With a penknife all in her gown, she wounded him full deep, deep. Wounded him full deep.
Why woundest me, false lady? Why woundest me so sore? There's not a doctor in all Scotland can heal my mortal wound, wound, heal my mortal wound.
Mm-hmm.
till death may you die, lady. He had no love but thee, thee, had no love but thee. Come down, my pretty little bird, and sit upon my knee. I've got a golden cage, as warm, I'm sure to give to thee, thee, I'm sure to give to thee. Oh, I won't come down, you false lady, and sit upon your knee. For you will slay your own true love, I'm sure you would slay me, me. I'm sure you would slay me.
Featuring Michael McGoldrick on the flute there. Oh my gosh, Michael McGoldrick's pretty good. He's featured a lot in some of the, like the Waking Ned Divine soundtrack and things like that. He's kind of one of those sort of traditional turned modern players who can do just about anything and everything in contemporary and traditional Celtic music. Michael McGoldrick helping out Karen Casey, who was one of the original singers with Solas, and who has a lot of solo albums to her credit, and Mr. John Doyle, who has done and gotten involved in so many different endeavors, who has a couple of good solo albums out on his own, works really well with Liz Carroll as the rhythm guitar for her fiddling, and he's everywhere, John Doyle. And on this album, he plays guitar, that percussive kind of guitar that I like to play when I do Celtic music. It's just that... You know, you get the sound of the pick and then you get the sound of the wood and it just percusses all over the place. Great stuff. John Doyle, Karen Casey and John Doyle from their album, The Exiles Return. We have one more from the Ducks coming up. And we heard Burn. Yeah, we've heard three from the Ducks. And we can do one more. But you know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. And we're going to be right back for lots more stuff. We have 2.5 hours left to go. And, you know, frankly, we don't know what we're doing here. We're just recording and listening to music. I hope you like it. It's as spontaneous as it's ever going to get. Oh, my goodness me. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're taking a break for about 40, 50 seconds. We're going to be right back. Hang on.
Enjoying this program? Well, thank the members of Northwest Public Radio and Festival Dance in Residence at the University of Idaho and the Palouse Choral Society, because sponsorship from organizations like these work together with donations from listeners like you to bring you programs you value. Become a supporter today at nwpr.org under support.
You see gray skies today, but there is a promise of some sun poking through later this afternoon. A high in Pullman of 51, Lewiston 58. Cloudy tonight, lows near 40 for the region. And cloudy with a chance of rain and showers through the day tomorrow. A high in Pullman of 50, Lewiston 56.
Thank you.
Red is the sun on the waves of Lough Chelan. A cool, gentle breeze o'er the mountains is stealing. Not fair, proudly islets, the small ripples play. Not fairer. Her hair is like light, and her eyes like grim morning. She trips o'er the heather as if it's stout scorning. But her heart and her lips are as mild as May day. Young Eileen McMahon is Lough Fluorophinay. Who down the hillside like a white deer runs beaten. And who on the lakeside is hastening to greet her. Who but Fergus O'Farrell, that fiery young gay. The darling and pride of Lough Fluorophinay. One kiss and one glass and one wild look of gladness. But why does it change all of a sudden to sadness? He has told his sad fortune, he can no longer stay. He must leave his poor Eily all alone in the name. For Fergus strong hand of tyranny, well, it drove him from Ireland. He joins the brigade in the war's far away. But he vows he'll return to the Fluorophinay. Lord, there on the field of remains. exciting, it's Fergus, and he shouts for the name. On the slopes of Laodine, the Frenchmen are flying. Low and clear and his squadrons, the foe still defying. Outnumbered and wounded, retreating and praying. And bleeding, writes Fergus, and he thinks of a name. In the cloisters of Eves, a banner is swinging, and by it a pale weeping maiden is praying. That flags the sole trophy of Ramalli's frame. This nun is poor Eileen,
thank you.
Private Malloy's, the Chieftains, and all their friends from their album Water from the Well. Malloy's Pub there in Westport. I've been there in County Mayo. My gosh. So have the Floating Crowbar folks. They've been there. We're fading out on the end of this first hour. We'll be coming back for two more hours worth of music. Amanda Cully doing the playlist. So, yes, indeed, email me at D's and Daniel, MAHER@WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. We're coming right back for lots more music. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Oh, yes, we are. Hang on now.